Can do, Jack. Sardis, Mississippi. Currently lives in Atascadero. See what he has to tell us. Do you want to stand up, Jack? You want to sit down?
Stand up.
Okay.
I wasn't born in Sardis. My father was, and his father was. And if you go out looking for people with my last name, which is Mothershed. You'll find that most of them who were males grew up learning how to take care of themselves, because when you have a name like that, you have to either kick ass or get kicked. It's just that way, so you live with that. But most of the people you will find with that name are black. And most of those people came out of my family's farm, which is in Sardis, Mississippi. Mississippi is not one glob of backward dirt farmers with aristocratic rulers. And the area that Sardis is in is near Oxford. And we call it Faulkner Country. And that should be sufficient if you know anything about Faulkner. Anyway, Mississippi is a special kind of state, and that's a special kind of world, that Faulkner Country there. But so I wasn't born there, but I know a lot about it just from reading Faulkner. And now I live in A Town, Atascadero. And does anybody know what Atascadero means?
Mudhole.
That's right. It means bog. Bog, B-O-G. And I spent many years in California and Spain, and I never heard the word before I came to this area. Anyway, Atascadero is bog.
May I turn this off?
You can do anything you'd like, yes. But okay, so remember last time my story, the story that I told you was a true story, to the word, but it was a poem, and so this story is also true, and you will see immediately that this story has to be true, but it is also a poem, so I have to have a little memory kicker here. But this is called Tim the Transcendental Turkey. Tim the Turkey lived in the wood. Tim was intelligent and understood more than most of his feathered kind. They just gobbled. Tim didn't mind. Tim was normally engrossed in thought. Didn't behave, they said, as he ought. They left him alone, treated him rude. Tim appreciated the solitude. Seems to me that all I need, thought Tim, is immunity from greed, some insects and seed, don't get shot or admit I bleed, stretch and run for circulation, and get some help and meditation. So it was that the turkey Tim, from that basic stratagem, came to be a wiser fowl than any critter, even owl. If other turkey had the sense to recognize the evidence, they would know that Tim would not become a turkey jerky or find himself in dire straits, plucked and lying on a plate. Life was good, and Tim enjoyed being always full employed, amusing and ruminating. He found it all illuminating. Tim became a vagabond, ever wandering here and yon. It is marvelous, Timmy thought. Look what providence has wrought. As I wandered through this world, good nature, beauty has unfurled. I wander through it gratefully and marvel at it statefully. I have no problem finding food, and I'm always in good mood. While musing thusly, Tim engrossed, gave no thought about the road he crossed. He ignored the sign that country road adorned, that said in yellow worn, turkeys might be ruminating, crossing roads without waiting. On the vector Timmy took, no sign said, hey turkey, look, you crazy critter. If you're not crazy, critter. Tim, quite lost in gratitude, changed his attitude unconsciously. Tim thought of turkeys who could talk. Unaware, a bumper sticker stuck. Said, brakes are broken, scat. Tim and back was tied down flat. When Tim came to without a clue, his world was just a tad askew. The pickup driver was elated. He and his family celebrated. God had given them the bird, the cost, a swerve, and one curse word. They all thanked God that he was able to adorn their feast with such a guest on table. Then from the bird, an astral groan, Tim awoke, did not let on. Tim himself did not understand. The long and tiny silver strand that ran from him, where his carcass lay in state. As slices of himself were served, Tim was still unnerved, as silver strands were multiplied, each went to someone who gobbled down a part of him, somewhat like him. They licked their mouths from chin to chin. They smiled and grinned. Tim was left to reincarnate on another day. And without guile, Tim marveled that in each he became a smile. And that's the story of Tim the Transcendental Turkey. I have fully revealed it. And that's the way it was. And this is a true story.